Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. It's a great honor to welcome Mark Queen, the CEO of SkyVision, taking the industry by storm. No stranger to the retail automotive community. Mark, welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thank you. My mom was pretty proud to hear that I'd been knighted when I sent the image clip from this. Great marketing and creative staff you got.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? Part of this is, you know, retail is a grind, right? We want to make it fun. We want to put as many fun things into the round table. So all of our events have themes, and this one's been very catchy. And by the way, appreciate you being here and sharing with us, Mark, what you're working on now, because really there's a lot happening right now at SkyVision. So I want to talk to you about that recent buzz. Okay. Can you explain in simple terms, tell us what computer vision AI is and how it works and how that is going to be impacting the automotive industry?
Sure thing. Computer vision is simply a type of artificial intelligence that teaches computers to interpret image activity from cameras and video and understand, react to what they see. They can do this a lot faster than and with greater accuracy than the human eye-to-brain function. So it's primarily used to recognize patterns and automate tasks. So if you want to sum computer vision up in two simple words, it would be time optimization.
Now, if it's basically about time optimization, I understand there's some examples of how it's being used in various industries outside of retail automotive to assist customers and employees.
It is. In fact, there were way ahead of automotive in a few areas, but that helps us make up ground as well. For example, in medical imaging, it's been a godsend for early detection of fatal diseases. Instead of waiting days for a top neurologist or radiologist or cardiologist to put eyes on something, medical diagnosis centers that have advanced computer vision systems can make accurate determinations in minutes. So picture having your top master tech in the shop able to look at and diagnose hundreds of problems in hours. That's really how big of an impact it's having in terms of saving lives on the medical field. And in retail, okay, I think grocery is an industry we can all relate to. Obviously, we've all experienced the self-checkout, which is powered by computer vision, in terms of increasing throughput, but there are a lot of behind the scenes uses they have for stocking, for loss prevention and theft. So the thing I thought was most interesting that I saw recently related to that field was a big chain commenting on how it was just as valuable as decreasing their average time in store per customer from 47 minutes to 41 was simply the fact that they knew it was 47 minutes. And I think that's where the lesson is for automotive here is that you need to know the real data first. And I think for us car guys and gals, I think probably the best relatable analogy to computer vision that we use every day would be in vehicles. I don't think any of us on this segment would want to go back to the days of backing into or out of a parking space without the cameras and the grids and object detection that come with the computer vision there.
Sure. So, Mark, you're going to be applying this, and in fact, you are applying this now, this technology, into dealerships, and in particular to the service departments. Tell us how that works. Describe how that rolls out.
We are doing that now. And from a really high level, it's about increasing retention. Since computer vision equals time optimization, That translates really well to automotive service because time is what we sell. It's like oxygen to us. And the prioritization has been the dealer group request to assist employees and customers in mitigating really challenging bottlenecks that current software can't address. And in some ways, software actually is the bottleneck for what we're targeting.
You mentioned time earlier, and you're right. That's what we sell. It's a perishable commodity. All right. So that time is impacted everywhere, from the technician having to go out with a simple task such as go find the car, find the keys, then find the vehicle. That may take some time, by the way. We had a panel with technicians just recently, and that was, I think, the number one concern they had, how long it takes to find a vehicle. And if we can be more efficient there, we're going to sell more hours. And then again, you mentioned bottlenecks. There are bottlenecks throughout the dealership, from the customer write-up process to what just happens in the shop and the service bays. So does SkyVision help address some of these things?
They do. All those that you mentioned have been target areas. I think most popular in terms of the features dealerships have requested or utilizing today, a number of vehicle delays that you alluded to, whether it be in the lane, on the rack, in the wash, a number of customer delays, such as initial greeting, in the waiting room, in an active delivery area. But that time on site per vehicle and customer by opcode is a big time, kind of something that you see weave into to a lot of these that overlap. Stall efficiency is another one. The expedited check-in. We now have an API available so that when the camera acquires the vehicle, when it comes on site, we can then bounce that off the service system to determine the appointment and can automatically check the customer in without having to use an RF sticker or a plug-in device to the vehicle, but simply by recognizing it on camera. And I think that one other really cumbersome use case that that's being automated is the sales to service process of vehicle exchange. I think that service managers and advisors understand the math and that the unit's in operation and the need there, but they don't like sales folks bothering their customers in the waiting area or the drive. And I think the ability for the camera to acquire a vehicle as soon as it gets on premise, and we're seeing that to send a subtle text to the customer immediately if their vehicle is a high value target, and letting them deal with that without physical presence. Most people live in their phones to a large degree these days, and so to get that on their phone, because it is a tricky balance. Because I saw I think one headline this month was that in automotive news was that 2021, some of the effect that 2021's supply chain issues are going to be 2024's CPO issues in drought. So the fact that we do need the vehicles, and like I said before, the math does work. If you look at, hey, we've got to increase our units in operation to grow our service business, and as long as we're getting paid on the repair order, the customer's there for today. And if they do select to upgrade a vehicle, we're going to get paid on an internal PDI repair order as well. And we're going to keep that current service customer and their new vehicle as a customer. And yet, if we've taken that car in ourselves, we have a much better chance than one at the auction of having that new customer become a service customer. So, but how you make that work without destroying some of the customer friction points of bothering them in the lane post-COVID, especially, we're seeing that process, computer vision is game-changing with.
Mark, when I first spoke with you, it's got to be a couple months back now, you described to me how this computer vision is being used in other industries. You just mentioned grocery. We talked about big box retailers, and you've actually got this deployed now in a number of retail automotive dealerships, and that's growing rapidly and picking up steam around the country. And I know one of the questions I had to you is, are there any privacy concerns at all? Because this is really seamless. This is at work. And, you know, that would have to be one of the first questions I imagine you might get asked.
Yeah, it is. And the key piece there is not to use facial recognition or even facial geometry in terms of intruding on customer employee privacy. And we don't do that. The other big takeaway is that the cameras are already here, not just in big box retail, but automotive. And whether it's a human or a computer spending the hours to go through and see if it took someone 1 hour on site or 3 hours on site, we don't necessarily need to involve any PII in that. We don't need for any of the computer vision models. None of the artificial intelligence has any employee or customer names attached to the data. In fact, we even blur the faces that you'll see in the snippets that the dealership wants of, hey, this car is backed up at the car wash, or let's send the, you know, a customer an alert that their vehicle is almost through the car wash. You'll see that the to us, it's not really about who, and that differs. A lot of big box retail, who you are is very important. To us, the process, no matter who you were that went through it, is what we're trying to optimize.
Mark, what are you seeing and hearing from dealers in terms of the features that they're looking for? What are you finding now that are the most popular things that dealerships are requesting as you roll out SkyVision?
Yeah, the things, the vehicle delays, the customer delays, the on-site, the overall cycle time, hook-ins by opcode, the data automation points, anywhere that there's redundant data that's entered over and over and over on a daily basis, those are really good targets for the computer vision to help with our employee satisfaction index by taking that awkward load off the employee.
Now that you've got some data, okay, and some really strong data from retail automotive, a year or more worth, okay, from a variety of stores, what are you seeing so far for our industry that stands out? What should we be aware of?
A few things stand out. The biggest to me is that where there's a will, there's a way. Every time a service department has focused on tightening up a process or a part of a process, they've succeeded. They just need to put a camera on it and be able to measure reality currently and establish a realistic goal. And that's been a really encouraging reminder of just how effective the brightest minds in our car business are, that if you give them the tools that they need, they can take something from A to B in terms of a result.
I'm wondering just how difficult is this to get implemented and get started in a store?
It's pretty simple. Most dealerships already have a fairly significant investment in a camera system. So we have an AI box, a sky box that we can go in and plug into that current camera subnet, the network the cameras are on, and we can immediately, within a day, see exactly what use cases that dealership could target for the computer vision to assist with. In addition, a lot of stores will say, hey, when I look at what you're doing at this store, we don't have a camera that can, at our active delivery, that can show us that they're gone or that they're here. And so typically the dealership will want to put in a couple of cameras, for to at least initial acquire and for exit acquisition of the vehicle. A couple cameras in a box and really translates to about 3 weeks of prep, and we can be up and running. We do really subscribe to the crawl, walk, run approach with this. We think that if we take a couple of, like you said, low hanging fruit options that are going to make things that we agree that the employees want and that the customers want, and we start with those, then we can get into some of the more intensive use cases on stall utilization, et cetera.
A lot of people have asked me, they've said, Ted, you know, how is AI being used today in dealerships' fixed operations? And I've given them some very good examples. It's being used in things such as recalls, automating them. It's being used successfully, I know, in warranty processing as well. But Mark Queen, I have a feeling that you may be on to probably the greatest benefit of AI and how it's going to impact retail automotive dealerships, not just the dealerships, but their consumers, their guests as well.
Yeah, the another huge thing we're learning is the value of a minute. We've been talking about time here, and a service manager at a Kia store we installed this year, Pat, last year, was formerly on a race team pit crew, and he opened our eyes to the compound effect of finding one part of the service process and consistently, effectively eliminating 1 minute from that bottleneck. And another service manager we installed pointed it out to us when he said, "Hey, I want to prove what I suspect is our biggest consistent failure point here with Express Service. And I want to tighten it up to get 1 minute in Express Service consistently," which that in turn will translate to roughly 300 additional services per month. And then we can open up our scheduler and reduce our days to next available appointment, which will in turn feed retention. And that that effect of 1 minute doesn't sound like a lot until you, take that grocery store example. I'm sure when they look at thousands of people coming to a point, if they could get their average customer on site down a minute or two, that that's a pretty compelling result. So we're a lot of lessons we're learning.
And as this progresses and moves on, there's going to be a lot of lessons learned, a lot of valuable lessons. I would imagine that you're going to be able to benefit a whole lot of dealerships, you know, based on the real world research and the results that you're getting out in the field.
Yes, I even think that even with what we did this year and the lessons that we learned in order to scale this and get it in many stores per month instead of a few, some of those lessons that group to group have been consistent, I think are going to lead to and dispel a lot of things that we take for granted right now. On the, for instance, on the data automation front, we mentioned the check-in and write-up process that you brought up earlier. And the massive level, when you look at the quick check API we have now, if you imagine what connected vehicle data would do to that to accelerate it, we hear, because if we are acquiring the vehicle, it's nice to be able to greet the customer by name and bounce them off the service system. But what if we could also at that time extract the mileage, the recalls, as you said, all that other data that has to be dealt with by the service advisor, but adds time to the check-in? That's a key candidate for automation. And we're hearing that there are several OEMs that are really serious about a better experience and potentially via computer vision, and that they understand that customer surveys are not a thorough representation of the entire big picture, and that RO open and close times do not equal time on premise. Just look at the just look at some bad surveys, and then you go back and scratch your head and go, well, the repair was opened at 10 and closed at 11. Well, what the customer is complaining about is not in that software window. It occurred before or after that lost the retention there. So I think it's going to be interesting to see which OEMs are ready to use computer vision to improve the retail process the way some of their counterparts in other verticals have proven so effective.
Everybody, computer vision is here. It's called Sky Vision. Mark Queen is the CEO. And if you haven't heard about it yet, you will now and moving forward. Mark, I would imagine that any dealership in the near future that doesn't have some form of this Sky Vision, I imagine they're going to be at a competitive disadvantage, by not having the efficiencies that you and I are talking about here today.
Yeah, it takes data to get the AI better, and earlier adopters will absolutely be at a tremendous advantage. And we do this year want to are eager to show some new things that will highlight a couple things at NADA. Now that we're going to highlight, we're going to show some new models from the AI that have been highly requested for both employees and customers. Vehicle walkarounds, some of the service traffic flow from multi-camera zones, chaining those together, along with some new security triggers and release of our first sales triggers. And dealers are requesting a ton of APIs to benefit. It's systems that they're using, and it really does take a village. No one vendor can be everything to all dealers. And one of our biggest commitments is to walk the walk with open architecture and to prove that we will do the work to connect all those systems. To date, we've already got 8 complete APIs done with other vendors, our peers in the ecosystem with the dealers. And at NADA, I'll leave you with this. You can come by our booth to see our initial work on something that is going to have an incredible impact on employee satisfaction. That's called gesture recognition. One of the first use cases will be the ability for a technician to give a signal to the camera and for the computer vision to handle the MPI input in seconds, not minutes. So we're excited.
Everybody, if you're headed to NADA later this week, stop by and see Sky Vision, Mark Queen and his team, to see the latest on what's happening in our industry with computer vision. And Mark, if our audience is not going for some reason, many do not go to NADA, I would imagine they could visit you on the web at skyvision.com.
Absolutely. Please.
Mark's email is scrolling there at the bottom of the screen. Mark, I'm going to invite you back if it's all right with you. Maybe just in a couple months we get together and maybe we bring in some of the dealers and the retail managers who are using Sky Vision and get their impact and get their feedback and find out how it's working for them.
Love to.
Everybody, Mark Queen, Sky Vision, probably one of the most, if not the most exciting technologies right now for retail automotive dealerships. Please reach out to Mark, skyvision.com. You see his email there. He'll be at NADA as well. Mark, on behalf of the FixOps Roundtable, thank you for this and look forward to what's coming with computer vision.
Thank you, Ted. Great to see you.